Bucknuts. It is Monday, July 8th, 2019. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change, coming to you from a gorgeous gem city. I already looked at my app. Columbus is the same. Great conditions for the Dean of Ohio State Recruiting, Bill Kerlick, to join us this morning. Bill, how goes it?
Very well. Beautiful morning, as you said, here, Dan, in Columbus, and starting off the week great. So all is well.
Bill is back from the opening. He was down in Frisco, Texas, tearing it up with many of the 247 Sports employees, and it was a great week. Many Buckeyes on display. We're going to put a bow on that. We're going to talk a little bit about the class going forward and kind of set the schedule here. They have 20 recruits. Where will we get to? Who is in the mix, et cetera? All right, Bill. It was a great week for you guys in Texas. Obviously, the three receivers stole the show, Julian Fleming, D. Scott Jr., and Jackson Smith Najigba. But there were some other guys there who really did well. The aforementioned trio were the three receivers on the dream team they had there, which is unbelievable and impressive. But there were some other guys down there from Ohio State or who will be at Ohio State who impressed. Let the people know, aside from the wide receivers, who caught your eye.
Well, first, Dale, let's go back real quick to the wide receivers because Jackson Smith and Jigba, quite a long time ago told me how to pronounce his name. And when I got down to Texas, it was interesting. I heard other people pronouncing it differently. And I thought, well, maybe I'm wrong or whatever, because of the pronunciation. So I did have to ask him again, this time in person when I was interviewing him, you know, how do you pronounce your last name? Because that comes up and I get asked that, radio shows or whatever. And he did confirm it is Jackson Smith Njigba. So that is the correct pronunciation of his last name. He said Smith Njigba. So for anybody that wants to pronounce his name and what it will be pronounced in Ohio Stadium, that's how it's going to be. But as far as the other standouts, I think there were several of them. As you mentioned, the wide receivers, we've all heard about that. But another guy that really stood out to me was Cody Simon. You know, he's going to be a fine linebacker for the Buckeyes. When Mickey Moradi gets a hold of him and takes him to the next level, you're going to have a really, really good football player, I think. He did a really nice job in Texas. And the two cornerbacks, maybe not quite enough was said about them. Clark Phillips, yeah, that guy can cover people. I mean, he locks down receivers, and he's not a real big guy as far as height, but he is as far as he's physically chiseled. But he's just not real tall, and he can lock down receivers. So that's why I think he may be best at an inside corner position where he can cover the slot. But he just has great coverage skills. And then the bigger guy is Legend Cavazos. I thought he did very well too. And he is a bigger guy. He's deceptively big. You know, he's listed at 6'1", and I would say he's every bit of that size. He's a guy that can cover the taller receivers, and he'll be an outside corner at Ohio State. So I thought those guys were very, very good as well.
Bill, you did a story about your top-performing Buckeye commitments and targets at the opening. The highest-rated guy we have not discussed is actually committed to another school, and that's Elias Ricks. There's been a lot of intrigue about Ricks, most of it on the LSU side. You just need to go over to their message board to see. Elias Ricks, cornerback out of California. Are the Buckeyes still in the mix for Ricks?
Well, they are. Ohio State is still recruiting Elias Ricks, and Elias Ricks is going to make an official visit to Ohio State. He has two official visits set right now. One of them is Ohio State. That's actually the first official visit he set. That'll be the weekend of November 23rd when Ohio State plays Penn State. He also has an official visit set to USC at the beginning of November. He's going to take his trips. He'll visit, make an official visit to LSU. He'll make an official visit to Alabama. May or may not take a fifth official visit. So he absolutely was adamant, left no doubt that official visit to Ohio State will happen. So we all know, you know, once Ohio State gets a guy on campus, they're going to do a great job. as far as the official visit. That gives them a chance. And, you know, I've said all along, Ohio State's got a chance here. We'll see how that goes. And, you know, I think in the coming months, you know, again, I've told people on our message board that I'll talk more about this when the time comes, but I think everybody will understand a little better why I feel like Ohio State has a chance. You know, when I can explain everything, but the time I can't do that quite yet.
In other words, stay tuned.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We talked about the receivers that kick butt down there that are future Buckeyes. All three of those guys are more number one type outside receivers. What they might need is a guy for the slot. Wouldn't you know, there's a fine slot receiver who was down at the opening this week, who was committing this week. His name is Mookie Cooper. What's your vibe on the St. Louis Speedster?
Well, almost right after I talked to him in Texas, I crystal balled him to Ohio State. I feel really good about Ohio State's chances there. He was going to wait until a little bit down the road, probably the end of July, to announce his decision, but he now plans to move things up. In all likelihood, he will announce something this week. Although I guess it's possible it could extend a little bit longer than that. But in either event, he's going to move things up. And I like Ohio State's chances. I said several weeks ago that this will be Ohio State or Illinois. And I expect Ohio State to win this battle. You know, Brian Hartline has recruited Mookie Cooper. And I don't think anybody needs to say anything more about Brian Hartline. I think it's well known that he is just a tremendous, tremendous recruiter. He's brought in three great receivers this class so far, and I like Ohio State's chances. I like Brian Hartline's chances of winning this battle as well.
I think everybody would be shocked if the Fighting Illini pulled this one out. As has been stated many times, Ohio State really doesn't recruit against Illinois. Is there an impact article written already? Bill, don't tell anybody the answer to that. Let's finish this up here. The Buckeyes have 19 recruits. Anybody who read the Boarding House last week knows that the class has been, and I air quote this, hard capped at 25. Who do you think are the three or four guys that are going to get the most love in the next couple months from the Buckeyes?
Late June and July have been great to Ohio State as far as recruiting. You know, we know that the commitments they've added, including the class of 2021, when they added Jaden Ballard and Ben Chrisman. I mean, those guys are impact, outstanding super prospects from the state of Ohio. So June, July has been very good for Ohio State. And I think the rest of July, it's not over yet. Let me put it that way. You know, I like Ohio State's chances with Mookie Cooper. Lathan Ranson in the middle of July is going to announce his decision. That's his plan right now. I like Ohio State's chances there. End of July, Jalen Knighton plans to announce his decision. I haven't crystal balled Jalen to Ohio State yet. It's still worries me a little bit from the Ohio State side of things that he is planning to visit Florida State one more time right before he announces. But right now, Ohio State is the leader for Jalen Knighton. And I've mentioned that he's going to go to Ohio State or Florida State. We'll see which one. But right now, Ohio State's the leader there. And then the other one to keep in mind is Port Williams. Right now, his plan is to announce his decision. He wants to, at least, hopes to announce his decision sometime later, mid to late July. He said there's a slight chance, if he's not sure, that he will postpone things. He's in no rush, but right now that's his plan, and right now I like Ohio State's chances with him. So by the end of July, Ohio State could potentially have Mookie Cooper, Lathan Ranson, Court Williams, and Jalen Knighton in the fold. And then, of course, there's Bijan Robinson, who has not said when he's going to announce, but certainly he is a guy that Ohio State could land. Right now, if I had the crystal ball, Bijan Robinson to somebody, it would be Ohio State if I was doing that right now.
Do the math, people. Not many rooms left at the end after those guys hop on board, and there's still going to be a defensive lineman in the mix. It's a great time to be a Buckeye in the recruiting trail. You don't have anyone better leading the way than Bill Kerlick. Have a good one, Predators.